long, Cody. It's a hot one here in Lewisville tonight, but a late kickoff. Auburn played pretty well last week in that opening win. What are you most looking forward to in seeing the Bulldogs for our first time in person tonight?
Yeah, most definitely. Good evening, Dylan. The Bulldogs run everything through quarterback Wyatt Tanner. He played quarterback last week. He went 13 of 15 throwing the ball. Also carried the ball 21 times for 174 yards. He had two scores on the ground, one through the air. It'll be interesting to see how the Bulldogs handle their first road game of the season. As you mentioned, it's a hot one. Sometimes that can take a mental toll on your game. You're supposed to win, in quotation marks. How do the Bulldogs rise up to the challenge of playing in a should-win game in this heat?
Yeah, and you mentioned quarterback Wyatt Tanner last week with really a good stat line overall, 13 of 15 in the air, 21 carries, 174 yards, and he's actually going to shift out to the wide receiver position this week. We'll go over starters here in a few minutes. On the other side of the ball, though, we'll have the Louisville Lions, who are looking to break into the win column for the first time in 2026. Lions last week shut out at Fillmore Central, and they struggled on the offensive side of the ball, managing just 62 yards of total offense, 58 on the ground, and four through the air. So the defense they'll face tonight won't get any easier. Auburn starts just one underclassman on that side of the ball. So it's a relatively young backfield for the Lions, but they'll feature a couple of freshmen and sophomore heading into their week two matchup. So maybe some experience learned last week for Louisville. We're about 15 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll hear about the starters for both teams. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Nebraska Bank. Nebraska Bank, local banking with exceptional service. They are proud partners of all of our local athletic programs. A few minutes ago, Auburn won the toss. They elected to defer. Louisville will receive the kickoff. So we're going to take a look at the Auburn defensive starters, and I will pass it over to Cody for those.
In the defensive backfield, Lane Jones, a 140-pound junior, will lead the way. Draven Lamb will play linebacker, 195 and a junior. Tabor Rademacher, a DB as well, 140 pounds and a senior. Clayton Brown, a junior, also a DB at 150 pounds. Brian Hayes, a linebacker, 150 and a senior. Riley Tanner, a D-end, 190 and a senior. Wyatt Tanner, a DB, 180 and a senior. Wyatt Bimberger, a DB at 165 and a junior. Caleb Cover, a 230-pound junior, will host that defensive line. Cameron Becker, a 215 senior, will play linebacker. Wes Paschal, also on the defensive line, 140 and a sophomore. And then Noah Hanley, a D lineman, 305 and a senior, Dylan.
Across the field in the trenches for the Louisville Lions, it'll be a fairly experienced group in terms of upperclassmen. Matt Kafka, a 200-pound junior, will start at left tackle, at left guard. Hudson Johns, a 245-pound junior. Center of the line, Parker Jones, a 165-pound junior. And then two seniors on his right, Caleb Maskey and Jack Boyle. Maskey, a 210-pound senior. Boyle, a 180-pound senior. At tight end tonight, Aiden Batterman. Batterman, 180-pound junior, he had one reception for 11 yards in last week's game. At the wideout positions, we'll have Derek Baker and Brogan Vavra. Baker, 155-pound junior, and Vavra, 130-pound sophomore. Ryland Schmidt will lead the way at quarterback tonight. Schmidt, 155-pound junior. He finished last week's game 4 of 9 through the air with 9 and had 9 carries for 38 yards. Behind him, it's a relatively young backfield, halfback Oliver Aiden, 180-pound sophomore, and Braxton Nabuda, 180-pound sophomore as well. You'll also see Zach Rickard possibly get some carries for the Lions this evening. Let's take a look at the Louisville defensive starters.
In the defensive backfield, it'll be Isaac Smith, 150-pound senior. Drew Carlson, also a DB, 140 pounds and a junior. Derek Baker, also a DB, 155 and a junior. Oliver Aiden, 180 pounds and a sophomore. Malin Thiele, a DB, 145 and a junior. Braxton Nabuda, linebacker, 190 and a senior. Gavin Protopoulos, a linebacker, 170 and a sophomore. Parker Jones up front on the defensive line, 165 and a junior. Caleb Maskey in the linebacker position, 210 and a senior. Jack Boyle on the defensive line as well, 180 and a senior. And rounding out the start 11 for the Louisville defensive starters, Max Hoffberger. He'll be up front on the defensive line, 200 pounds and a junior.
One area where the Auburn Bulldogs might have a little bit of an advantage this evening is in the offensive trenches, where they will feature five players, the smallest player being the center, Cameron Becker, at 215 pounds. He's a senior. On his left side will feature Noah Hanley and Caleb Cover. Hanley, a 305-pound senior, Cover, a 230-pound junior. And then on the right side of the line, Wes Paschal and Zach Lom. Paschal, a 240-pound sophomore, and Zach, a 240-pound junior. Tight end, Riley Tanner, 190-pound senior. He had 3 receptions for 43 yards in last week's game, but also included a touchdown. At the wideout positions, Taylor Rademacher, 140-pound senior. Wyatt Bemberger will also see some time at receiver, 180-pound senior, as well last week's starting quarterback, Wyatt Tanner. For some of our Auburn listeners, if you watched the Bulldogs play last week, you'll know that Tanner started at quarterback and had a relatively efficient game, finishing the game 13 of 15 through the air, 96 yards, a touchdown. He also had 21 carries for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tanner will shift out to the wide out position this evening in favor of Blake Swanson at quarterback, who was unavailable last week. Swanson's 185-pound junior. Behind Blake Swanson tonight will be Ryan Hayes and Draven Lamb. Hayes is 150-pound senior. He had 6 carries for 77 yards last week. And Lamb, 195-pound junior. He had 12 carries for 41 yards last week. I managed to talk to Coach Jansen just a little bit about the switch at quarterback, and he said, you know, while we love Wyatt at quarterback, we love even more what he can do when he's out, and we can move him around the field, and you can expect the ball to be in Tanner's hands a lot tonight, even though he won't be in that quarterback position. Cody, it's a warm one, as we said, but thankfully the field and the shade, and hopefully will be a little bit cooler for the players down on the field as we get ready. We're about 7 minutes and 30 seconds away from kickoff tonight.
Yeah, the sun's starting to set here in Louisville. This field kind of sits down in a hole anyways with trees to the west here. So shade is already coming in with the sun that is left, so hopefully a little cooler out there for the players as we sit here in an air-conditioned press box here this evening. So we're a little spoiled to be here in Louisville tonight.
This is true, and if you're looking for the Fall City Tigers tonight. You can find them on our sister station, KTNC. Fall City, of course, making the trek down Highway 8 to Wymore tonight to take on the Southern Raiders. And Fall City looking for their first win as an eight-man school, playing eight-man football this year. So should be a good one down there in Wymore and a good game between two teams looking to hopefully get their first win of the season. We got a lot happening around the area as well with a couple of our Missouri schools playing currently and lots of staggered kickoff times this week. We've got some 7, some 7:30, some 8. I know some of our Kansas games down there were even 8:30 kickoff times. So a lot happening here in the second week of football and pretty hot conditions. We are going to take a quick break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have a few more notes in the opening kickoff live from Louisville, Nebraska. It's the Auburn Bulldogs and the Louisville Lions in week 2 of the high school football season in Nebraska. Auburn makes the trek up to Louisville for their first road game of the year. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be high school football on Sunny 101.3. Stay tuned right here.
Every great story has a beginning, and yours could start with $400. Right now at Equity Bank, new customers can earn a $400 bonus when you open a new checking and savings account using code BEGIN. Just receive $1,000 in qualifying direct deposits and activate your debit card. It's that simple. Visit equitybank.com/begin or stop by your local Equity Bank to get started today. At Equity Bank, we never forget it's your money. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Storm season can be tough on your roof, but BB Roofing is ready to help. With timely service, set pricing, and outstanding customer care, they make the whole process simple and stress-free. But here's what separates us from the competition. BB Roofing offers a 14-day start guarantee, or your roof is free. So whether it's hail, wind, or storm damage, trust the team that gets the job done right and on time. Visit bbroofing.com or call 402-890-4469 today for more information. BB Roofing, built to conquer Midwest weather.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming and ranching is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm and ranch deserves.
Contact agent Brent Parson in Fall City and Auburn today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sometimes courage looks different than we expect. It can mean asking someone, "Are you okay?" It can mean being willing to listen when someone is struggling, or having the courage to ask for help when you need it yourself. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds our community that no one has to face difficult times alone. Reach out, listen, start the conversation. Because sometimes, one conversation can make a difference. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care, every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The national anthem's wrapped up, and we are almost ready to go. Here from Louisville, Nebraska, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Louisville Lions will kick it off in week 2 of the high school football season. Once again, I'm Dylan Henricks. Cody Schwong with me tonight up in Louisville. And tonight's keys to the game are brought to you by Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn. You thinking about new keys for your driving game? Choose Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today. And Cody, what are going to be some keys for both of these teams to come out of week 2 with a W?
Yeah, so I think it's two different sides of the story here. Louisville, number one, coming off of a loss last week, getting shut out, only putting up 60 yards of offense. Getting their starting running back, Braxton Nubata, back on the field is going to be a huge key to the game for the Louisville Lions. And on the flip side, the Auburn Bulldogs, it's never easy when you switch quarterbacks. And so I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they transition. I know they practice it, right? But it's still kind of a tricky situation when you go from one starting quarterback in week one and you have success and come out with a win to moving Swanson back there, coming back from being out last week, and then Tanner moving outside. So those are my two keys in the game.
And as you said, getting that leading returning rusher Nabuda back for, you know, this Louisville Lions team who struggled moving the ball on Fillmore Central last week, as we mentioned, just 58 rushing yards and 4 passing yards last week for the Lions. So they're going to be looking for a little bit more of an offensive output, and what better way to start that than with your leading returning rusher who didn't play in week one. We are set for kickoff live from Auburn, Nebraska, back to kick 4. The Bulldogs is going to be Cameron Becker. And then back to receive for the Lions will be Drew Carlson and Derek Baker. Lions once again will receive. Auburn won the toss and deferred to the second half, so it would be fruitful for the Lions to get something going on offense right away as the kick is taken in by Oliver Aiden at the 20-yard line. Aiden is going to be hit just past the 20-yard line, though, and that's where the Lions will start their first drive at about the 24.
Barrett Rodemaker on the tackle for the Bulldogs there.
So Oliver Aiden, a little bit of a short kick there from Becker, was on the second level for the Lions and then received that kickoff. Wasn't able to get much going, though. Good deal or good coverage for the kickoff team there for the Bulldogs. Rylan Schmidt, quarterback for the Louisville Lions. He will have Braxton Nabuda behind him. 2 wide receivers split left. Louisville Lions in their purple jerseys, gold pants tonight. Here's a snap. Rough snap, but they'll hand it off to Nabuda. Nabuda up the middle, nowhere to go, and he's going to gain nothing on first down. It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Lions.
Yeah, in on the tackle that time for Auburn was Draven Lamb.
A little bit of a rough snap there, a little bit off to the side of Ryland Schmidt, but he was able to hand it off pretty cleanly. Just nowhere to go when he went through that hole. Schmidt going to line up in the gun again. Nabuda off to his left. Going to split a couple wide receivers out wide. They're on the near hash. Bulldogs lined up on the defensive side of the ball. Handoff again to Nabuda up the middle. Nowhere to go, and he might even have lost one on that one. It'll be 3rd and 10 or maybe even a 3rd and 11 play coming up here for the Lions.
I think that was Noah Hanley in there, as well as Caleb Cover in on the tackle for the Bulldogs. 3rd and 10.
And we talked a little bit about the size difference on the line between the Bulldogs and the Lions here, and it's kind of showed first 2 plays of the game, runs up the middle for the Lions, and not very many holes out there for that Louisville team.
A lot of meat up front for Auburn, a lot of experience, too. I think we talk about the size, but the experience is a big deal. Noah Hanley's played a lot of football for this Bulldog defense.
Schmidt going to line up in the gun, Nabuda, or maybe even a pistol look. Now Nabuda's going to switch off to Schmidt's side. A couple receivers split out. He's going to pass it for the first time tonight. So it's going to be tipped, and it'll land at the 40-yard line. Nothing going on the first try for this Louisville team. That pass incomplete, and it will bring up a 4th down punting situation.
3 and out right away for the Louisville Lions. Not necessarily exactly what you drew up, but flip the field here. It's just tough. I think we're talking about Louisville just because they were shut out last week and had 60 yards of offense. So we knew there could be a struggle here, but 3 and out I don't think is what any Louisville fan was hoping for.
Back to punt for the Lions will be Rylan Schmidt. Kick is away downfield. It's caught at about the 50, now to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, still on his feet for the Bulldogs, and pushed out is at number 8, Clayton Brown. So a great return there for Brown. He's all the way out to the 15-yard line, and Auburn will have just 15 yards to go for their first score of the evening.
That was Oliver Aiden able to knock him out there. I think that was the punter able to finally knock him out around the 15-yard line.
Clayton Brown caught that one, and he saw some green and took advantage of it. He got out and found the corner quick. So he said tonight, Blake Swanson in the backfield, quarterbacking for the Bulldogs tonight. he will take the first snap on offense tonight. I think the train whistle threw off the man in motion there. I think he thought it was an actual whistle. He's going to reset. Now goes in motion. Here's the snap. Pitches out to Clayton Brown. Brown's up the middle. He's all the way out to about the 6-yard line. Gain of 9 on the first play of the game.
Yep, sure enough. Right up the middle. A little toss sweep action. Didn't see which line was able to knock him down.
First play of Auburn. Offensive game tonight. Quickly up to the line. Here's a pitch to Swanson. He gives it off to Brown again. He's up the middle, and he will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs. 2 plays of offense, and we have an Auburn touchdown. That will be Clayton Brown's touchdown. So he carried it twice. He returned the punt. He did about everything the Bulldogs needed on that drive for their first score of the game. Cameron Becker will come in for the extra point. 9:27 remains in our first quarter of action. Auburn now leads 6-0. That one, a 6-yard run for Clayton Brown. Extra point is up and good, and Auburn will take a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll recap that quick Auburn scoring drive. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and in Fall City. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
And it was a quick scoring drive for the Bulldogs, a 2-play 15-yard drive resulting in a 6-yard touchdown run by Clayton Brown. The extra point was good, and the Bulldogs lead 7-0, 9:27 remaining in the first quarter of action here from Louisville. Cameron Becker back to kick for the Bulldogs, kicks away. This one going to be a little bit longer. It'll be fielded at the 12-yard line for the Lions. And a good hit there. Once again, Clayton Brown, he's all over all sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams. I feel like we've said his name a lot tonight.
Ball's going to be spotted about the 24-yard line, about where the Lions set up shop last time.
Drew Carlson was the returner there for the Lions. I managed to pick up a few more yards on the return, but as you said, about the same starting field position. I'll start with the ball at the 24-yard line. Ball in the center of the field. Ryland Schmidt will quarterback the offense and hopefully get some yards and some positive production on the second drive. Here's the snap. He's going to hand it off. Once again, Braxton Nabuta. Nabuta's going to try to get the outside this time. He does before he's tripped up. He'll gain 1 on the play.
I believe that is Wyatt Tanner over there. Yeah, Wyatt Tanner on the tackle that time for the Bulldogs.
We saw that first drive, the Lions really trying to push the ball up the middle. That time, Nabuta trying to get the edge, but good containment for the Auburn defense, not letting them get outside. A gain of 1, though. Positive yardage on first down. We'll give the Louisville Lions 2nd and 9, 8:52 remaining on the first quarter scoreboard. Schmidt going to send a couple of guys in motion. He's got Nabuta next to him. A couple of wide receivers split out to each side. Here's the snap. Oh, it went right to Nabuta. Nabuta caught the snap. He's off the right side. He's going to get a good 2-yard gain, or maybe just a yard on that second play. It'll be 3rd and 8.
That was Lane Jones that time in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
I don't know necessarily that snap was supposed to go to Nabuta. He looked a little surprised that it ended up in his lap, but he caught it and got another positive gain there on second down. So 3rd and 8, ball in the right hash. Lions moving east to west here in Louisville. It's their second possession of the game. They went 3 and out on their first possession. They would like to get some positive yards here and maybe a first down on this possession. Schmidt in the gun. Nabuta next to him. He's going to send a man in motion. Here's the snap. He's going to roll out to his left side, looking down the field, looking. He takes the pass. Now he's going to pull it down and run. He's out across the 30, and to the 35 is Rylan Schmidt. So making something happen is the junior quarterback, Rylan Schmidt. He carries that one for about 10, and it will be a first down, Louisville.
Yeah, well, a great second effort there by Schmidt, leaning out to get that first down for Louisville.
And Schmidt really, you know, thought about throwing it off twice. He had a receiver coming across the middle on a little slant route across the field and didn't like that option. Then he looked long, pump faked it, and it caught one of the cornerbacks for Auburn to leave his feet, and that's all Schmidt needed to pull it down and run. And there's your first down of the night for Louisville. Let's see if they can now take advantage and keep the drive going. Schmidt in the gun, Nabuta off to his right. Coming in motion is one of their wide receivers. Schmidt going to pump fake. Now he looks downfield. Nothing there. Now he throws it a little high for the Louisville wide receiver. That was Drew Carlson, and Carlson took a big hit after missing that one.
Sure did. The quarterback kind of rolled out to the left side there, kind of lobbed it down the field. Did have the receiver, but coming in there to break up that pass was Lane Jones in a hurry.
And Carlson was open on that play. There was, you know, nobody within about 5 to 7 yards of him, just a little bit overthrown. Otherwise, he probably catches that thing.
He put a little more speed on that. That was a completion.
For sure. Still took a big shot for an incompletion, though, did Carlson. And he's going to come out for this play. They're going to sub and get him a little bit of a breather. Schmidt in the gun. Nabuta off to his right. Wide receiver split to each side. Ball's on the 35 for Louisville. It is 2nd and 10. Snap to Schmidt. He's going to hand it off to Nabuta. Nothing there. He bounces it out to the left side. Now he's out across the 38. They're going to mark him out at the 38. So a gain of, we'll call it 3 on 2nd down. We'll set up a 3rd and 7 situation for the Lions.
Yeah, they're on the tackle. Lane Jones once again for the Bulldogs.
Nabuta, definitely a little bit more success working outside than trying to run in the trenches down with those big Auburn defensive linemen. Drew Carlson going to check back in here for Louisville as they break the huddle. A couple of guys split out to each side. Now Carlson goes out wide as well. So 2 wide right, 1 left. Schmidt in the gun. Nabuta's off to his side. Here's the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. Looking downfield, he's going to launch one downfield. This one's going to be incomplete. That pass intended for Derek Baker.
Derek Baker, number 14.
Baker made a good effort on it. Thought he might have even gotten it, but that one will fall incomplete and bring up a 4th down situation.
Once again, Lane Jones has a big possession here. 2 pass breakups and a tackle in that 3-play little stunt there.
Looks like the Lions are going to choose to punt here, but really a much more productive offensive drive there, some positive gains, a 1st down, and another chance, a couple of chances at a few passes that just a little bit overthrown or covered well. Snap and punt is away. Fair catch is being called, and that's going to hit a player. I think it hit a Louisville Lions player, and there is the penalty flag. So they're probably going to call kick-catch interference here. We'll see what the actual call is, but it bounced off of a Louisville player before the Auburn player was able to catch it.
You know what? I didn't see any contact. I didn't see them run into each other. I think he was there, but I don't know that they ever ran into each other. We'll see what the call is. There is a flag down on the field. So they're grabbing the ball and bringing it back towards that penalty marker. So I'm guessing they're just going to say it's down right there, right? I would assume.
They might say they didn't give him room to catch it.
Could be.
I know the Auburn deep man was running up to try to catch it, but it was such a short punt that really the Louisville player stopped and it just kind of hit him.
And it seemed like we were up here millions of miles away, it seems like, but the fair catch was a little bit late possibly.
They're going to call kick-catch interference on the Lions, so that'll give Auburn a little bit of extra field position here to start their 2nd drive of the evening. Ball will officially be spotted. I think that's a 15-yarder, so
it'll
be officially spotted at 46.
Yeah, Auburn will have good field position relatively here. Own 46-yard line once again.
Auburn will start their second possession of the game. 6:41 remaining on the game clock here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the Auburn lead. Took them just two plays, their first drive, to score a touchdown, though they only had to drive 15 yards on that one. This one will have to go 54 yards if they want to find the end zone. In the gun is Wyatt Tanner directly behind him. As he takes a snap, he's looking downfield, looking. He overthrows his receiver, that one intended for Riley Tanner, coming across the middle. Just a little bit overthrown, and it'll be 2nd and 10.
Derek Baker for the Louisville Lions able to get a hand on that pass.
Just a little too much on that pass there. And excuse me, that was Blake Swanson. I forget that Tanner's moving out to the receiver position this week, so Swanson in at quarterback. That incompletion for Blake Swanson. Bulldogs 1-0 on the year. We mentioned a 25-21 win over the Mount Michael Benedictine Knights, who were a playoff team last year. So a good start to the year for the Bulldogs. They started, I think, 0-4, if I remember right, last year. Blake Swanson takes a snap. He's looking a little screen out of the backfield to Draven Lamb. Lamb's going to be tripped up, though, out across the 50 to the 49, but it'll bring up about a 3rd and 5.
Just slipped there right around the 50-yard line, was able to get his momentum going forward, so it'll go down as a 5-yard pass completion, bring up a 3rd and 5 for Auburn.
And when we say tripped up, not by any player necessarily, tripped up by the turf monster on that one, it's happened to all of us, I think, at one point in time, so... Blake Swanson in the gun. Lamb will be off to his right. Couple receivers left. One split out here to the right. Snaps on the ground. He is going to be able to hand it off. He does get the handoff and down the field to about the 30-yard line is going to be Taylor Rodemaker. Rodemaker coming in motion, took the handoff off the ground and was able to get a huge gain for the Bulldogs there on 3rd down.
Yeah, a gain of 21 yards there. For number 6, Rodemaker.
Bulldogs quickly up to the line. Blake Swanson in the gun. 2 wide receivers right, 1 left. Here's the snap. He's going to fake the handoff. He's looking, finds Riley Tanner. Tanner with the catch. He's going to get about 12 or 13, and that'll be another Bulldog 1st down, and they're going to be moving fast now.
Yeah, gain of 11 there for the Bulldogs. Tackle on the tackle that time by Oliver Aiden for the Lions.
We saw this last year from this Auburn team. When they get to going on drives and they're really moving the ball, they don't like to take huddles, and they are no huddling now again. Blake Swanson getting handed off up the middle, but met right away in the backfield will be Clayton Brown, and he'll lose a couple on that one.
Yeah, in there right away for the Lions was number 55, Brantley Zerot.
So a good defensive play there for the Lions after a couple of big gains for the Bulldogs. To mention 2 plays ago, the snap on 3rd down on the ground, Swanson was able to pick up the ball, hand it off, and to the races was the receiver in motion. Swanson in the gun. He drops back to pass here on 2nd down, looking downfield. Now he's going to go quick route across the middle, but unfortunately, Clayton Brown's going to run into the umpire there. Umpire's still down. We hope he's okay. That he took a hard hit there from Clayton Brown.
That yes, most definitely. That ball was thrown behind the receiver there, but just a big collision between player and umpire there.
I've umpired a couple of games on the football field, and that can tell you what, on those short crosses, your head's on a swivel, as they used to tell us back in the day in football, even as a referee, because you never know. And the umpire took a pretty good shot there. Swanson in the gun on 3rd down, 3rd and 12. He looks and is getting a quick pass out to the right side here. Still on his feet across the 15, but not going to have enough will be the Bulldogs. It'll be 4th down from about the 14-yard line, so we'll call it 4th and 5.
Caleb Maskey in on the stop that time, as well as 2 other Lions defenders for the Louisville Lions.
Pass complete there to Wyatt Tanner. So as we mentioned, Coach Jansen wanting to get the ball into Tanner's hands this week, despite him not starting at the quarterback position, was able to do something there and make a little bit happen. Good gain of about 6 or 7. The Bulldogs are going to go for it on 4th down here.
Kind of in no man's land. Can't kick it. No point to punt. Might as well try a run play.
Blake Swanson in the gun. Off to his left, going to be Draven Lamb. Swanson's just going to keep it on a quarterback draw up the middle. He's across the 10. 5. Is he going to get there?
I think he did.
They are going to give it to him. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Yeah, he made it. Got to the edge there and just broke open. I was able to take it in.
You know what I think they did there, and I wasn't able to see before he dropped it. But I think they had switched Wyatt Tanner back to quarterback and ran Tanner just on the direct snap. So it will actually be a Wyatt Tanner touchdown there for the Bulldogs. Into kick is Cameron Becker for the extra point. 13-0 is the Bulldog lead now. 3:33 remaining in the first quarter. Kick is up and good for Becker. And it's a 14-0 Bulldog lead as we come down to the end of the first quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, it's more high school football live from Lewisville, Nebraska. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and in Fall City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you.
It's two drives, two touchdowns for the Bulldogs. This one, an 8-play, 54-yard drive, was capped off by a 15-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Tanner. That coming with 3:33 remaining in the first quarter. The extra point was good. And it's a 14-0 Bulldog lead. And, Cody, the Bulldogs haven't had much trouble moving the ball on offense tonight.
No, they've converted their two third-down plays there in that last possession. But other than that, have had really good success.
Becker to kick it off here for the Bulldogs. This one, a low kick, is going to land at about the 25. Now picked up by Carlson. Carlson out to the 25, 26, and he'll be pulled down at the 27. And that is where the Lions will start their third possession of the game.
I believe that was number 26 for Auburn. Braden Tanner on the tackle for the Bulldogs. First and 10 at the 26-yard line. For Lewisville.
We saw a little bit of positive momentum here for the Lions, their last possession. They were able to pick up a first down, had some good runs, and saw some success getting Braxton Nabuta back on the outside instead of trying to run up the middle. We'll see if they continue that here as they break the huddle. Schmidt in the gun, Nabuta behind him. A little bit of a pistol look here for the Lions. Now they're going to send a couple of guys in motion, and Nabuta's going to move up to Schmidt's side. So an official shotgun here. He's going to hand it off up the middle. This one to Zach Rickert. Rickert's going to be pulled down, and looks like there's a ball on the ground, but I think they're going to say it was down. So officially a gain of about 3 on first down for the Lions.
Brought down by number 12, Wyatt Tanner
in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Rickert, 140-pound freshman, and you know, it's always tough being a freshman, but especially a freshman going up against this experienced Auburn defense with mostly juniors and seniors out there who have played a lot of games versus you coming in as a freshman.
He was able to catch that corner, though, and beat the Auburn defender around the edge and still pick up 2 yards. I thought he could be tackled in the backfield there.
Lewisville is starting to get some positive momentum on offense. That first drive, they weren't able to get much. They've managed quite a few positive plays, just no big plays downfield yet. We'll see if they can get one here on second and 8. Schmidt is in the pistol. He's going to have Nabuta behind him. Here's the snap. Handoff right up the middle. There goes. Oh, nope, that's going to be Rickert again, and there was a huge hole there for Zach Rickert. He is going to get about 12. That's going to be a first down after about the 41-yard line.
Yeah. That's a good run there, right up the middle that time. He gains 10 on the play.
2:30 remaining in the first quarter, and it's another Lewisville touchdown, and we're seeing a good heavy dose of the freshman, Zach Rickert, 140-pound freshman, but he ran right through that Auburn defensive line like there was nobody there. It was a good hole for the Lions.
good blocking up front.
Schmidt is in the gun. I believe that is still Rickard behind him. Here's the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle again. This time, not much doing up the middle. The Auburn front line, a little bit better push there, and he's actually going to lose one on first down.
I believe in there that time on the stop was Wes Paschal. Wes Paschal. Second down and 10 now for Louisville.
They were going to give him forward progress, so he didn't lose any on first down, just didn't gain anything here for the Lions. We're rounding out the first quarter, about a minute 30 left in the first quarter. Louisville, though, driving down 14-0 to this Auburn team who's played really well on the offensive end so far tonight.
That's still Rickard in the backfield.
Schmidt in the gun. Rickard in the backfield. We haven't seen Nabuta in the backfield this drive yet. His pass is going to be over the head of Drew Carlson. That one falling incomplete. It'll be 3rd and 10.
Nobody there. Kind of tried to make a long throw. That was all the way across the field. They're on the far hash as we sit here in the press box. Schmidt tried to throw it to the near sideline out here to his receiver. Threw it over the head right into the sideline and the other teammates of that Louisville team.
So 3rd and 10 here for the Lions. Ball's at about the 41. Still haven't made it across midfield yet, have the Lions. Clock stopped at 1:16 left in the first quarter. Schmidt in the gun. Going to send in motion Aiden Batterman. Here's the snap. Snaps off to Schmidt's left side, but he's able to catch it. He's looking downfield on the pass. He's got a man open. Pass is going to be caught. Was he in bounds? They are going to say he was, so it'll be a first down catch for Drew Carlson.
That was a great catch. Had to be a toe-tap catch at the 46-yard line of the Bulldogs, so into Bulldog territory, 47-yard line. Into Auburn territory go the Lions.
As you said, Schmidt rolled all the way across the field from the far hash and caught that one out to Carlson. He was right on the sidelines, able to haul it in. I didn't know if he stayed in or not, but they gave it to him, and it will be a first down here for the Louisville Lions. But more than that, they've crossed midfield. They're in Auburn territory with 1:06 remaining here in the first quarter. Schmidt in the pistol look. He's got a receiver split out to each side. Here's a snap, handoff up the middle to Rickard. Rickard's going to be hit right away, and he will be taken down, a loss of one on the play.
Cameron Becker in on the tackle. I mean, quickly was Becker right there filling that hole from the linebacker position.
And after having that one successful run up the middle, it's been a lot of small holes here for this Lions offensive line, but as we mentioned, a pretty veteran and experienced defensive line for the Bulldog. 2nd and 10, officially, they're going to say he had forward momentum, so he didn't lose anything on first down there. Pistol look again for Rylan Schmidt. Receiver split out to each side. Ball's on the near hash. They are in Auburn territory. Here's the snap. Handoff up the middle to Rickard, and not much there again for Rickard. They're going to give him, I think, forward momentum, and it'll be 3rd and 10, so a gain of nothing there on 3rd down.
That was Riley Tanner in on the stop that time for the Bulldogs.
And that will lead us to the end of our first quarter of action. Auburn, a couple of drives, a couple of scores in that first quarter. Their defense has played well. Louisville looking for their first score of the game when we come back at second quarter action from Louisville, Nebraska. Auburn and Louisville, you're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hey students, want an extra $50 this September? Open a Simply Free Checking account at Nebraska Bank and earn a $50 student bonus plus a free gift. If you're in school, college, trade school, or another educational program, you may qualify. Current customers, refer a student and earn $50. But hurry, this offer is only available in September. Visit Nebraska Bank in Fall City to learn more. Local banking, exceptional service, Nebraska Bank. $50 minimum opening deposit required. Bonus paid within 60 days. Two statement cycles. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
And as we get set for the start of our second quarter, a couple quick scoring updates brought to you by AgWest Commodities. Every point counts, and so does having a trusted marketing partner in your quarter. That's AgWest Commodities. And Cody, I think you had a couple of scoring updates for us.
I do. Halftime at Wymore. Fall City Tigers 32, Wymore 0 at half in Southern. Also, from Sandy Creek, Johnson Brock has a 14-12 lead there in Sandy Creek.
Schmidt back to pass on first down. He's going to be chased out of the pocket. He's out across the 50. He's going to be hit right about the line of scrimmage. So he ran probably about 30 yards, just didn't gain anything there. But fortunate enough to get back to the line of scrimmage, it'll bring up a fourth down and 10 situation as we start the second quarter.
Ran 30 to get zero, unfortunately.
Just kicking off things in the second quarter. Once again, the Bulldogs leading 14-0. And it looks like the Lions are going to opt to punt here. That's Ryland Schmidt back to punt. Back to receive. The kick will be Clayton Brown, and we've already seen what he can do on a huge punt return, the first punt of the game for the Lions. You know, it always helps. I'm not saying they're going to do anything tricky here, but it always helps having your quarterback as the punter. You never can count out a little trickery when that happens. Schmidt's only about 8 yards off the ball. He is going to kick it. He does end up getting it out to about the Auburn 32-yard line. I don't think Schmidt knew kind of what he wanted to do there. He did opt to kick it, though, and so it'll be a downed punt at the 32-yard line.
I think he had a defender in his face. I think you made mention of it. He was only about 8 yards off the ball, typically at least 10. I think he had an Auburn Bulldog pretty close on him when he was trying to get that punt off originally. He had to sidestep the defender, and the result is only about a 15-yard punt there.
So it'll be first and 10 Bulldogs ball at the 32-yard line. Bulldogs now moving east to west. Ball on the far hash. Blake Swanson in the pistol look for the Bulldogs. He's got a couple of guys split out to each side. Here's the snap. He's going to toss it out, that one to Wyatt Tanner. Tanner's going to be out across the 41 to about the 42-yard line, and that'll be a Bulldog first down.
Stop on the play with mainly Malin Thiel on the stop for the Lions that time.
We're going to say he was down just a yard short of the first down. So Tanner back in the pistol look is Swanson with Tanner behind him, second and one. Once again, little toss to Tanner. Tanner out across, this time across the 45-46, and that one will be enough for a first down for the Bulldogs.
Ball carried by Caleb Maskey in on the stop that time for the Lions.
We've seen a heavy dose of a lot of different backs here for, Auburn. Clayton Brown, Draven Lamb, now you got Wyatt Tanner in the backfield. Kind of nice to have all the athletes out here for Auburn and just able to switch things up in the backfield. Swanson in the gun. Ball's on the ground on the snap. He's looking downfield. He does have a wide open receiver, that one, Riley Tanner. Tanner with the catch. He's going to get forward progress to about the 42-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down.
Stopped on the play that time was Gavin Fotopoulos.
A little bit of a broken play there for the Bulldogs. Ball was on the ground for a long time before Swanson was able to pick it up, but easily gets it out of there to Riley Tanner for the reception. Now Swanson all alone in the backfield on the snap. He's got a couple receivers split out to his right, and that's which way he will pass. Riley Tanner once again on the reception. He's open. He's across the 10, 20, or 15, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Riley Tanner. Two receptions in a row, and that one will go for a long touchdown pass.
Yeah, he caught it on a little hitch route on the far side. Was able to go around the defender towards the sideline, and then it was all green grass in front of Tanner towards the end zone for the Bulldogs.
9:13 remaining in the second quarter here, and that one a long touchdown pass for the Bulldogs will put them up 20-0 as we hit about the midway point of the second quarter. We are going to have a timeout on the field. We'll take one with them. Auburn just down the end zone. When we come back, it'll be their extra point attempt. 30-second timeout here on Sunny 101.3.
Storm season is here, and even a quick round of wind or hail can leave hidden damage behind. That's why Midwest Homes and Restoration offers free roof damage estimates all season long. Owner David is an area native who takes pride in serving the same communities he grew up in. When you choose Midwest Homes and Restoration, you're choosing craftsmanship, accountability, and a contractor who's truly local. Midwest Homes and Restoration, your storm season roofing experts. Call 402-817-0606 for your free estimate.
Sunny 101.3.
And when we left, I thought it was a timeout that we were actually taking a break for. I was blocked by the window frame. It looks like we do have a Bulldog down in the end zone, and so that's what we'll take a break for here. As I mentioned right before break, a 42-yard touchdown pass from Blake Swanson to Riley Tanner results in the third Auburn drive to end up in the end zone today. And Cody, can you see who is down over there for the Bulldogs? I can't either.
I'll work on it.
He is up and walking off, whoever it is. We'll try to get you that name as we have it. Cameron Becker will be in to attempt the extra point for Auburn, who has looked very comfortable on offense tonight on each of their drives. They faced a little adversity with a couple third downs, but, man, have they looked pretty smooth outside of that. Extra point is up for Becker, and that is good. Cameron Becker's third extra point of the night, and it will be a 21-0 Auburn Bulldog lead. We're going to take a 30-second timeout when we come back. Louisville will be looking for their first score of the game. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Falls City and Auburn. It was a four-play, 58-yard drive this time for the Bulldogs, capped off by a 42-yard touchdown pass from Blake Swanson to Riley Tanner. That one, Kim, coming with 9:13 remaining in the second quarter. The extra point was good, and the Bulldogs now lead 21-0 in the second quarter. And Cody, it was three offensive possessions here for the Bulldogs. Three times they found the end zone.
Yep, sure enough. I just think they're really mixing in the pass now, too. I think we didn't see it as much on the first possession, obviously didn't for two plays, but mixing in the pass makes this Auburn offense very diverse and very tough to defend. Do you throw an extra defensive back out there? Do you throw an extra linebacker out there? I think it makes defenses have to change their mindset when the Auburn Bulldogs get the pass going as well.
Becker with the kickoff here for the Bulldogs. That one landed about the 15. Picking it up is the Lions. Return man, he's out across the 25 to about the 26. That one returned, I believe, by Wyatt Bemberger. Oliver Aiden was the returner.
Wyatt Bemberger on the stop, the tackle for the Auburn Bulldogs.
So Bemberger with the stop, Aiden on the return. It'll be first and 10 for Louisville at the 25-yard line. A 21-0 Auburn lead is what they'll have to overcome if they want to see their name in the win column for the first time this season.
Let's see if Nabuda's back out there this time. It's not. It is definitely not. Rickard's still out there.
I think, yeah, like you said, I think that's Rickard.
It is.
With Schmidt in the pistol look. Now Rickard going to come up to his left side. Ball's on the near hash. Here's the snap. Handoff's going to go to Rickard up the middle. He's across the 25, pulled down at about the 29. So gain of 3 on the play there for the Lions.
I was wrong. That was Oliver Aiden. Oliver Aiden on the carry.
So Oliver Aiden on the carry, though, not Braxton Nabuda. And as we mentioned, Nabuda coming back this week. He did not play in week one. He was the team's leading returning rusher, but I have not seen him out there since the first possession of the game.
Zach Homala on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Second and 7. Schmidt in the gun. Either Aiden or Ricker in the backfield for the Lions. Handoff's going to come around the right side here out across the 30. So another positive gain of about 2 on the play will bring up third and manageable for Louisville.
Run down by number 52.
That was Cameron Becker in on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Once again, Oliver Aiden on the carry. So each team has switched things up a little bit in the backfield. Nabuda started in the backfield for the Lions. We haven't seen him, I don't think, since the first possession. It's been heavy doses of Zach Ricker and Oliver Aiden. And then, as we mentioned, for Auburn, they can just about throw anybody in the backfield, and they're all right. Timeout on the field, 7:51 remaining in the second quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. When we come back, it's more high school football from Louisville, Nebraska. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Hello, this is Brent Meyer with Meyer Arp Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer for over 20 years. Meyer Arp would like to wish good luck to all area schools and athletes. If you are in need of a newer used vehicle or service, check us out at MeyerCars.com. With low overhead and no dock fees, means you will get a great deal every time. One thing that still stands true is Chevrolet is the heartbeat of America. So remember MeyerCars.com, where you will get more mileage from your money every time.
See Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to our Nebraska Bank Game of the Week. Tonight's game being presented by Nebraska Bank, local banking with exceptional service. Nebraska Bank is proud partners of all of our local athletic programs. We have third and manageable here for the Louisville Lions. Third and 4 officially, 7:51 remaining on the game clock before halftime. A 21-0 Auburn lead. In the backfield with Rylan Schmidt as they break the huddle will be Oliver Aiden. Pistol look to start, a receiver off to each side, ball still on the near hash. There goes Schmidt in motion. Now he's coming back across the middle, so it'll be a direct snap to Oliver Aiden.
And
a couple of guys jumped there for both teams. They're officially going to give the false start penalty to the Lions.
That's tough. That's tough. You take your quarterback, who the offensive line, the tight ends, the receivers are used to hearing a cadence. You throw somebody's voice back there that they're not super familiar with, cost you 5. So third down, 9 yards to go for the Lions.
And Schmidt started behind center there in the pistol look, and then he went in motion left. He came back across center, running to the right. I don't know if they were going maybe with a hard count trying to get the Bulldogs to jump there, but unfortunately a couple linemen jumped for the Lions themselves. And that will bring up 3rd and 9. Ball is on the 26-yard line for Louisville. So they got about 74 yards to go here for a score if they want to see one before halftime. Schmidt in the gun, off to his right, Oliver Aiden coming in motion, and Louisville wide receiver now rolling to this near side here is Schmidt. He's looking downfield, looking. He almost stepped out of bounds. He throws that one. It's going to be intercepted, but out of bounds, way out of bounds on the interception. It'll be 4th down and 10 here, 4th down and 9 for Louisville.
It was Wyatt Tanner, the one pulling the ball in. He tipped it to himself almost and caught it standing behind the player line, I'll call it, on the sideline. And he looked at the ref like, hey, I caught the ball, and the ref's like, yeah, but you were out of bounds. So I like the acting job there. That was really good.
It's going to be tough to get an interception about 4 or 5 yards out of bounds.
He tried it. He made me believe it. I like it.
Back to punt, Rylan Schmidt here for the Lions. And a bobbled snap and rolling out now, kicking it away. He does get it away. And return is going to be Clayton Brown. Brown is out across the 50 to about the 45. So another solid return for Clayton Brown on the punt and almost a botched punt, but he was able to get it away.
I think that was a pretty job well done there by the punter. Is this him running off the field here? Just trying to pick up his number.
Yeah, and I think that was Merrick France on the punt there, so not Ryland Schmidt, the starting punter. So France,
well done.
Yeah, sees the field for the first time, is able to scramble out off a bad snap, avoid the defense, and get the punt away. So maybe he'll find some special teams playing time here in the coming week. Great job there on the punt for Merrick.
Ball will sit at the Louisville 46 for the Bulldogs, first and 10.
We'll see who the Bulldogs throw out at running back on this possession. It's been Wyatt Tanner, Draven Lamb, Clayton Brown all in the backfield tonight. And they just kind of spread everybody out everywhere. Tanner's now playing tight end on the line of scrimmage. Blake Swanson really the only staple in the backfield. It's a pitch to Draven Lamb to the right. He's out across the 40, down to about the 35. A big gain on first down will be an Auburn first down, 7:21 remaining in the second quarter.
Draven Lamb, number 4, with the carry, brought down by number 26.
Over there on the stop that time was Raiden. Excuse me, wrong side. Malin Thiel over there on the stop for the Lions.
And it's kind of fun to watch this Auburn offense. I think it's the same 12 or 13 guys on the field each possession. You just don't know where they're going to line up. They could line up at running back. They could line up at receiver. We've had 4 or 5 different players in the backfield with Swanson. It's going to be Lamb in the backfield. Oh, and the ball was, I don't know if the center was not trying not to snap it there. It didn't roll, but maybe halfway back to Swanson, and Swanson fortunate to get back on it.
That ball rolled about 4 yards, so it'll be second 14, second 13. That's a couple times tonight, though, that we've seen the ball on the ground from the snap.
And, you know, on that one, the ball's on the ground with the snap, but Swanson and Lamb were both looking at their play sheets on their belt, so I don't even know if they were ready for it. So maybe fortunate that it just kind of hobbled back there and wasn't a hard snap off of Swanson or something like that. Second and 13 here for Auburn. Ball's going to be officially spotted at about the 39. Swanson in the pistol. Look, he's got Lamb right behind him. Couple receivers off to the left. Ball's on the far hash. As Swanson takes a couple steps back to pass. He throws it downfield. Ball's going to be caught. Oh, a great catch there for Wyatt Bemberger. And that is a 39-yard touchdown pass. And that was a great catch for Wyatt.
Great throw. That was an excellent throw. Dropped it right in the breadbasket. I thought he bobbled it about the 10. We're sitting as far away as you can get from that pass, but it looked like he almost bobbled it for a second, was able to pull it back in and take it in for 6.
And I thought he dropped it, actually. I must have seen a shoe or something, because I was about ready to call that one incomplete, and that was that call probably didn't do that pass and catch justice, because that was a great pass and catch there for the Bulldogs. I mean, not bad defense.
No, really good defense.
Becker for the extra point here to make it 28-0. That one's up, and it's going to be wide right. So we'll sit at 27-0, 5:59 remaining in the first half. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, it's more high school football from Louisville, Nebraska. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services Scoring Drive Recap. The Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
The Bulldogs' offense continues to just march right down the field each possession. It's now 4 possessions, 4 touchdowns. This one, a 3-play, 54-yard touchdown, capped off by a 39-yard touchdown pass from Blake Swanson to Wyatt Bemberger. This one coming with 5:59 remaining in the second quarter. Extra point was no good on that one, so we'll sit at 27-0, as it looks like we might have a new kicker here for the Bulldogs. So this one gonna Kickoff here will be Wyatt Tanner.
So yes, who?
Tanner's just, you know, like we said, anybody on this Bulldog team can play any position at any time. Tanner going to kick off here instead of Becker. And Tanner's got a boot on him as well. That one's going to land at the goal line and bounce through the end zone for a touchback. So Wyatt Tanner can do it all. He played quarterback last week. He's lined up at running back, receiver, tight end, and now kicker, and he kicks a touchback.
Do you think that was one of those things he was like, Coach, let me try it. I can do it.
And he can, as we can see. There might have been some extra oomph there from Tanner to maybe get a few more kicks as we had later into this season.
Ball
come out to the 20-yard line for the next Louisville possession here. Louisville has been moving the ball their past couple of drives. It just kind of stalled out. Their first one, they went three and out really quick.
Yeah.
And since then, they've gotten some first downs. They've had some positive plays. They, too, have been switching backs in the backfield. Braxton Nabuta, their leading rusher, started the game. We haven't seen him since. It'll be Oliver Aiden, Zach Rickert in the backfield right now. It'll actually be Rickert behind quarterback Ryland Schmidt on this play. Pistol formation, ball's on the near hash. Here's the snap, handoff to Rickert up the middle. Good strong run through the hole there for Rickert. He's out to the 25. That'll be a gain of 5 on first down.
Cameron Becker there to knock him down after a gain of 5.
Huge shout-out to number 33 for Auburn here. That's Robert Kalin. He had to make his way all the way across the field here to pick up the kicking tee, which they forgot to pick up after the kickoff on the last play. Managed to get back off the field before the next play. So good hustle there for Robert Kalin. Second down and 5 here for Ryland Schmidt and company. Here's a snap. Schmidt going to hand it off to Rickert. Rickert's going to try to find the outside. He cuts back. Good cutback. He's going to be met hard at the 25-yard line, so doesn't lose anything, just not able to gain anything. It'll bring up 3rd and 4.
Draven Lamb, on the tackle for the Bulldogs.
No gain, brings up 3rd.
The 3rd down here for this Louisville team. Braxton Nabuta once again not in on this possession. Their leading returning rusher for Louisville hasn't been seen since the first drive there, and I think you see him down on the sidelines,
yep.
Maybe.
Yep.
So, Nabuta not in. We hope it's not another injury or anything like that. Schmidt in the gun. He's going to have Oliver Aiden directly behind him. Pistol set. A couple guys go in motion. Going to stay in the pistol set. Handoff up the middle to Rickert, and Rickert's going to be met in the backfield. So he's actually going to lose one on that play, and it'll bring up 4th down.
Number 10, Zach Rickert on the
carry. Yeah, nothing going there. Another 4th and 10. Or 4th and medium, Wyatt Tanner in on the stop that time for the Bulldogs.
Pretty conservative play calling there for the Louisville Lions. 3 runs up the middle, just not able to establish anything in the trenches up the middle. Did try to run to, you know, cut it back to the outside that one play, but Auburn's done a great job filling in on the defense, whether it's that initial defensive line level or the second level with the linebackers. Back to receive the punt for Auburn is going to be Wyatt Bemberger. Bemberger catches it at about the 45. He's out to the 50.
Stiff arm.
Nice stiff arm. Now cuts it back across the field. 45-43 is where he's going to be brought down. And a good return there for Wyatt Bemberger.
Brought down by number 22.
And on the stop was Brogan Bavra for the Lions.
You just never know who you're going to see, you know, on any skill level tonight for this Bulldog team. Clayton Brown's been back to return kicks. That one, Bemberger. And it doesn't matter who it is. It seems like everybody's getting positive yards on every play. Draven Lamb going to be the back on this possession. Blake Swanson will once again lead the Bulldogs. Hand off to Lamb up the middle. Huge hole. He's out across the 35-30, 25, down to about the 20-yard line. They're officially going to mark him at the 22, but a first down for Auburn.
Derek Baker, the safety, coming up to make the stop there after the big game by the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs are marching again. 4 possessions this half, 4 touchdowns this half. Swanson in the gun. He's got Lamb behind him. Toss to Lamb. Heading to the right side of the field. He cuts it back. Now he's down to about the 15. officially going to mark him at the 16-yard line. It'll be a gain of 5 on first down.
I did not see yet who tackled him. He's getting above that pile.
Ball's on the far hash here for the Bulldogs. They're marching right away. 2:55 remaining in the second quarter of action here. We're going to have a timeout on the field. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. When we come back, we'll wrap up first half action. Live from Louisville, Nebraska, you are listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Draven Lamb was a little shaken up, a little slow to get up on that last play for Auburn. He is walking off under his own power for the Bulldogs, but a little bit shaken up, and he will come out. So it will be a new running back. Looks like Wyatt Tanner in the backfield for the Bulldogs. Blake Swanson in the gun. Tanner will be his new back. Swanson going to hand it off to Tanner up the middle. He gets out to the 10. Now he's down to the 5. Shifty. Did he make it into the end zone?
I think he reached the ball across. Nope, they're going to save short.
Mark him just short at the 1-yard line, but great effort there for Wyatt Tanner. He almost found the end zone again.
Now he's back at running back.
So Draven Lamb goes out with an injury, and you just switch your tight end, slash wide receiver, slash running back, slash kicker.
Quarterback
from last week. And you don't lose a beat for this Auburn offense. It is a potent Auburn offense, and they have just moved the ball so fluidly tonight. Tanner's going to wind up behind Swanson once again. Ball at the 1-yard line. Couple receivers split wide left, one wide right. Ball's directly in the center of the field as they hand it off to Tanner. Yep, the middle. Huge hole, and it will be another Auburn touchdown. Wyatt Tanner with his second score of the day. This one coming with 2:06 remaining in the first half.
Just nothing there. He could have had all kinds of green grass there when he took that handoff to the left side in for the easy score that time with Wyatt Tanner.
So Wyatt Tanner, his second touchdown of the day. And to kick the extra point is Cameron Becker for the Bulldogs. Kick is up. That extra point is going to go through. And so Becker is 4 of 5 on extra points tonight. And the Bulldogs lead 34-0. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. When we come back, likely the conclusion of the second half of action from second quarter action from Louisville. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
There are many successful farmers who are great at growing a crop, but still find executing a plan to sell it difficult. That's understandable. You wear many hats and time is limited. To put AgWest Commodities to work for you as your marketing partner, follow these simple steps. 1. Call 866-WE-HEDGE to schedule an on-farm visit. 2. Work with your AgWest advisor to develop your marketing plan. 3. Enjoy farming again. Let AgWest worry about the execution.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Call Tosh Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
That Auburn scoring drive, a 4-play, 57-yard drive, results in a 1-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Tanner, coming with 2:06 remaining in the second quarter. Extra point was good, and it will be a 34-0 lead for the Bulldogs. And who else to kick but Wyatt Tanner? The coach says, if you're going to score it, you're going to kick it. And that's what Wyatt Tanner gets to do here.
See if he kicks another one through the end zone.
he does, you might see Tanner back at the kicker position.
Not quite.
This one's going to be caught at about the 8, though. Returning a ball out across the 20. Now to the 25 are the Lions. They will start their drive at about the 27-yard line. So pretty positive return there for the Lions. That one returned by number 16, Oliver Aiden.
That was Nathan Batchhorn in on the stop for the Bulldogs that time on the kickoff.
Still another pretty good kick for Wyatt Tanner, though. Not the worst kick in the world. Just one, that one just didn't get through the end zone. Tired, though, from those...
from the carries.
Carries that last possession.
Love it.
Ball at the 26-yard line on the near hash here for the Lions back at quarterback. What is Rylan Schmidt?
What a luxury it is to have a kid like that, right? That's fun to have.
Just athletes all over the field here for this Auburn team. Schmidt's going to roll out to his left on first down here. Looking downfield, looking. Now he's going to run load. That pass going to be too high, though, for his intended receiver. It'll be incomplete, and it will be second and 10.
Back there on the defensive coverage was Tabor Rademacher for the Bulldogs.
1:46 remains in our first half of action. 34-0 is the Auburn lead. Auburn's offense has been pretty darn fluid tonight. They've scored on every possession. For Louisville, their offense started 3-and-out on their first possession. They've been able to move the ball on each of their next couple of possessions. Each drive has just kind of stalled out, and they haven't been able to punch the ball into the end zone yet. See if they can get one here to end the first half of action. Schmidt in the gun. Looks like Oliver Aiden, maybe Zach Ricker off to his right. Here's the snap. Ball's going to be handed off to Rickert. Rickert's going to be out across the 28 to about the 29-yard line. So gain of 2 there for the freshman. It'll bring up 3rd and 8.
Tackle on the play that time. Noah Hanley on the stop for the Bulldogs.
Now some good experience here for this backfield for the Lions. Oliver Aiden, just a sophomore. Zach Rickert, just a freshman. Braxton Nabuda, as we mentioned, is a sophomore as well, but we haven't seen him since the first drive of the game. And then Rylan Schmidt, a junior. So all of them will be back next year for this Lions team. Schmidt in the gun. Here's the snap, and we're going to have a little bit of movement before the snap. It will be a false start on the Lions.
Puts them back into a 3rd and 12 position. Kind of maybe changes the play call for what you were going to do for this Louisville offense.
59 seconds remaining. And Cody, did you have any scoring updates?
I did.
For us?
Halftime in Fall City is the Fall City Sacred Heart Irish 52, Omaha Christian 0. Fall City 38, Southern 8 at the end of 3 is what the app shows.
And those scoring drive updates presented to you by AgWest Commodities. Every point counts, and so does having your trusted marketing partner in your corner. That's AgWest Commodities. Schmidt on the rollout here. He's looking downfield. Ball's going to be intercepted, though, for the Bulldogs, and returning it all the way down to about the 5-yard line is Clayton Brown. And Brown makes another play. He's made plays on offense tonight. He's made plays on special teams. Now a huge play on defense.
Yeah, just about housed it, too. The ball's going to be sitting at about the 5-yard line for the Bulldogs. 1st and goal here with, is that 24 seconds left here in the first half?
24 seconds left in the first half, and unfortunate for the Lions team. You kind of want to sneak out of there, maybe. If you have to punt it away, okay, sneak out. You know, with a 34-0 deficit now, you're going to have to kind of buck up and play some defense here, backed up deep into your end of the field. Just 5 yards to go here for the Bulldogs, and they've got 24 seconds to do it. Auburn also with all 3 timeouts remaining. Ball's going to be on the near hash. It'll be Blake Swanson in the gun. Back is going to be, I believe, Clayton Brown. Brown's going to get the toss off to the left. He's at the 5. He cuts it back. Now he pounds his way into the end zone, does Clayton Brown. And I believe that's his 2nd score of the game as well.
I think you're right. Definitely right.
So Brown with the interception. Coach says, hey, get right back out there. You're going to run the ball. And he takes it the rest of the way into the end zone. It's a 40-0 Auburn lead.
And that one there wasn't just a walk-in. He had two defenders on him there. Was able to break through both tackles and score that touchdown.
That one, a 5-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs. Becker is going to attempt the extra point here. 20.2 seconds remaining in the first half of action.
A little late getting lined up.
Here's a snap. Good hold. Kick is up and good. And it will be 41-0. Nearing the end of our second half of action. We're going to take a 30-second timeout when we come back. The conclusion of the second half live from Louisville, Nebraska. Auburn, Louisville, High School Football Week 2. You're listening to Sunny 101.3.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that weekend project, your hometown go-to is Sack Lumber in Auburn. From tools and hardware to painting supplies and expert advice, the team at Sack Lumber is here to help you do it yourself. And do it right. Stop by 1916 West Central Avenue or give them a call at 402-274-3121. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8 to noon. Sack Lumber and Auburn. Your project starts here.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and in Fall City.
Well, Clayton Brown was able to take an interception all the way back to the Louisville 5-yard line, and on the very next play, he took it the rest of the way. A 5-yard touchdown run with 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The extra point was good, and it is a 41-0 Auburn lead. As we get set for a kickoff here, Wyatt Tanner once again back to kick for the Bulldogs. Tanner's kick is away. This one, another pretty good one. That one's going to sail into the end zone, and I think he was able to get that one across the goal line this time.
That time it landed in the end zone.
It's a really pretty good kickoff for Wyatt Tanner. It was Cameron Becker who kicked it off a couple of times early in the game. Now Tanner is the pass three, and he's gotten two touchbacks. So always nice to have a guy who can get it through the end zone and not give the opposing team a chance for a good return and to set something up on offense here. We'll see what the Lions decide to do here with 20 seconds left. They do have two timeouts if they wanted to try anything special, but it looks like they may just down it here and head into halftime and try to regroup just a little bit as we round out the first half of action. Late sub here for Louisville. Now taking the snap is Schmidt. Schmidt just going to down it. Auburn will not call a timeout, I don't think.
I wouldn't think so. That should be half.
We're going to wind down. So 8 seconds, 7, 6, 5, and we will head into your halftime break. Really good half of football for the Auburn Bulldogs on the offensive end. We're going to recap that entire first half when we come back for our break. It's a 41-0 Bulldog lead over Louisville as we head into halftime. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. First half recap. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This halftime report is sponsored by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at Highland Community College. HighlandCC.edu.
And it was all Auburn in the first half of action here in Louisville. Auburn actually won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half, so they kicked off to start the game, and it was a quick three and out for the Louisville offense. Auburn's Clayton Brown was able to take a huge punt return down to about the 15-yard line. He would score on a 6-yard touchdown run, two plays in, and the extra point was good, and with 9:27 left in the first quarter, Auburn took a 7-0 lead. A couple of minutes later, 3:33 remaining in that first quarter, Wyatt Tanner was able to take a 15-yard run in. That capped off an 8-play, 54-yard drive. The score extra point was good, and it would be a 14-0 Bulldog lead. The second quarter, though, was where they did a lot of damage. 9:13 remaining in the second quarter, a 42-yard touchdown pass from Blake Swanson to Riley Tanner, capped off a 4-play, 58-yard drive, and the extra point was good. 21-0, the Bulldogs would lead. A couple of minutes later, 5:59 remaining in the second quarter, it was another Blake Swanson touchdown pass. This one, 39 yards to Wyatt Bemberger, capped off a 3-play, 54-yard drive, and 27-0. Would be the Auburn lead. I didn't know if they would get the ball back. They did get the ball back. 2:06 remaining in the second quarter. 1-yard touchdown run for Wyatt Tanner would cap off a 4-play, 57-yard drive, 34-0. Auburn would lead, and then Clayton Brown would take an interception deep into Lions territory late in the second half. That would set up a 5-yard touchdown run. Just one play, 5 yards. Clayton Brown on the touchdown run would cap off Auburn scoring in the first half. Extra point once again good, and that is where we sit at 41-0 at halftime here in Louisville.
I do have just a couple of scoring updates. Fall City Tigers 38, Wymore Southern 8 at the end of the third quarter. And just a scoring update from the Syracuse and Ashland Greenwood game, that game at Ashland, Ashland 35, Syracuse 7, showing 9 minutes left in the fourth on this app.
So Syracuse coming off of that big win last week where they were able to take down Wahoo, who was rated number one at the time. Now in back week, Syracuse having to play the number one team again, this time in Ashland. So, you know, the NSAA not giving Syracuse any break there the first 2 weeks of the season. You get Wahoo and then you get Ashland and two number one teams in back-to-back weeks. So scoring recaps and updates brought to you by AgWest Commodities. Every point counts, and so does having a trusted marketing partner in your corner, and you can find that trusted marketing partner in AgWest. Go AgWest if you're looking for a marketing partner down in Beatrice, the southeast Nebraska area, northwest Missouri, and northeast Kansas. You can find that marketing partner.
Johnson Brock also has taken a lead now, 28-20 over Sandy Creek at Sandy Creek.
And that one was a game Sandy Creek actually won last season. Sandy Creek's the number one team in Class C2. Johnson Brock, a big win in week one over Lord, looking to make it two ranked wins in a row, and that one, they were able to sneak that one out. Could see the Eagles at number one in Class C or D1 as we head into week three.
Sticker Heart 52. Omaha Christian 0 at halftime still.
So Coach Doug Bolts' team pulling out a win at Freeman last week, 35-30, I believe, was the final score on that one.
Yeah.
But either way, looking like they're going to improve to 2-0 on the young season here. So congrats to Coach Colton and the Sacred Heart Irish on a good start to the 2026 season here in high school football action. 6:06 until we kick off the second half of action. We're going to take a two-minute timeout when we come back. We'll talk a little bit about what to expect here in the second half, and then we'll see that second half of action. Live from Louisville, Nebraska, it's the Auburn Bulldogs and the Louisville Lions. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
The answer is yes, SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of a family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kuhl with your weather for the tri-state area. A heat advisory or an extreme heat warning remain in effect. For this evening, we'll see passing clouds coming in as temperatures drop back to around 72. We stick with the hot temperatures into Saturday, a high around 96, with lots of sunshine throughout the day. Saturday night, passing clouds are back as temperatures hang on to the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds throughout the day on Sunday, a high around 94, with isolated showers and storms by afternoon. Isolated activity will continue into Sunday night, although around 71 and partly cloudy. Breezy for Labor Day, mostly sunny and hot as temperatures soar to 94. So breezy as we head toward Monday night with passing clouds and a low in the mid-70s. We'll hit a high in the upper 90s for Tuesday, mostly sunny and breezy too. A chance of showers and storms back in the forecast starting Tuesday night. Partly cloudy as we dip back to around 74. We keep with a chance of showers and storms on Wednesday with a high around 94 and mostly sunny. A low of 70 Wednesday night with a continued chance of showers and storms. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kuhl on Sunny 101.3.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. and real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming and ranching is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm and ranch deserves.
Contact agent Brent Parson in Fall City and Auburn today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Nebraska Bank. Nebraska Bank, local banking with exceptional service. That's Nebraska Bank, proud partners of our local athletic programs. We'll have about 3 minutes here left in halftime before we kick off the second half of action. And with the second half of action will be Cody Schwong on the call.
Thanks, Dylan. Well, give me all the subs. I'll get to try to read all these names off of here that aren't your normal players. We think, right? We don't know that for a fact, but we think. Just a little side note here, did get to watch the starting running back for the Louisville Tigers, Braxton Nabuda, walk across the field here with the athletic trainer. Was walking fine, looked fine, just maybe taking some precautionary measures for the Louisville team. So just a quick update on him. No recent score update. So as the clock continues to wind down here before we start third quarter action, we'll take another 2 minute break, send it back to the studio to Mr. Ray Penning for a 2 minute timeout before we come back with second half action live from Louisville on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit Debit Card program has given back over $50,000 to Fall City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters, our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Storm season can be tough on your roof, but BB Roofing is ready to help. With timely service, set pricing, and outstanding customer care, they make the whole process simple and stress-free. But here's what separates us from the competition. BB Roofing offers a 14-day start guarantee, or your roof is free. So whether it's hail, wind, or storm damage, trust the team that gets the job done right and on time. Visit bbroofing.com or call 402-890-4469 today for more information. BB Roofing, built to conquer Midwest weather.
Sunny 101.3.
back at Louisville. We are set for second half action. It will be Auburn receiving the second half kickoff. Putting the ball down on the ground to kick it off is Ian Gibson, a 5'9 junior for Louisville. Back deep for the Auburn Bulldogs is Clayton Brown. He stands at his own 10-yard line. The Bulldogs showed up tonight in their away white uniforms. Kicks on the way. Ball's going to be caught and downed right away. Over there on it was Barrett Rademacher for the Bulldogs. So they will set up shop first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Will the Bulldogs to start the second half.
I know, Cody, you talked about some of your keys to the game tonight, brought to you by Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn. Thinking about new keys for your driving game? Choose Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today. And one of those keys for the Auburn Bulldogs was to see how they would do with everybody shifting around, and they didn't miss a beat in that first half.
Not even a little bit. I think it makes them more diverse after seeing it now. You know, there's always a little concern. I think they're more dangerous with the flexibility of their offensive play. So out runs a new offensive receiver. Did not see this one in the first half. That's Gavin Vincent out here for the Bulldogs. Near side, split out left. In the shotgun is a toss to the right side. Off to the right side goes the running back. I believe that's Ross Gearing over there.
Great job billing there for Derek Baker on the stop for the Lions. So good start on the defensive front here for Louisville. And as we expected, it's a second string, it looks like, maybe Auburn offense.
Does that look like a 2-5 out there, Dylan? Does that carry the ball? I think that's right.
Yep, I
Ross
believe
Gearing.
So.
Gearing, a freshman, 165-pound freshman on the carry. We'll try to get all these subs right. We are sitting up in the press box. Quite a ways away from the field. Sometimes these numbers get all wrinkled up on the back of their jerseys, so it's hard to pick them out. At quarterback now is Wyatt Bimberger. Bimberger taking the snaps in the pistol. Two receivers set off to the right side, one split out way left. A halfback behind him, he turns, hands it off to the halfback. Up the middle he goes through defenders, and he makes it out to around the 36-yard line before it being knocked down there by a Louisville line. And that is Ross Gearing for sure. Now I can see the 5 on his jersey.
Always nice to have some chances to get your other guys some playing time here in these varsity competitions. And how much fun for Bimberger, right? You catch a touchdown earlier in the game, now maybe it's get to throw one.
Back into the game at quarterback now for Bimberger. Again, it comes back to that flexibility of being an asset for the football team. Now he stands in at quarterback. This time he sends one receiver off to the right, two to the left. A halfback stands behind Bimberger at the 36-yard line. He takes the snap, turns to his left, hands it off, and hit right away by a Louisville defender at the 30-yard line. There to help up Gearing right away was the Louisville defender, so a loss of about 5 on the play throws Ross Gearing down for a loss.
Jack Boyle on the stop there for the Lions, and it'll force the first Auburn punt of the evening.
Auburn into punt formation. Back there to punt. Looks like, I believe that is Wyatt Tanner, I think. And back deep for Louisville for sure is Derek Baker. Make sure I grab the punter's number here once he turns sideways. That is Tanner. Punt's on the way. A good kick. Baker picks it up at the 30. He's off to the races, off to the left side. He crosses the 40, down to the near the 45, across the 45, to around the 47-yard line. A good return. Returns at about 17 yards, goes Derek Baker. Louisville will have it first and 10 from their own 48-yard line.
Looks like he's going to be tripped up on the return there for Ross Goring, but as you mentioned, good return there and good field position for their first drive of the second half here for Louisville.
Louisville comes out. Clock is running now. Auburn defense out there. I still see some first-string defense out there, Dylan. In at quarterback, I believe that's still Schmidt for the Lions. Schmidt in the shotgun, half back off to his left hip. He turns and hands it off. Running back will come near side, trying to stretch out the defense. Nowhere to go, and he's going to be tangled up into the backfield. A loss of about 1, possibly. Now they're going to say he made it back to the line of scrimmage. Flip the field there, just nowhere to go. for the running back. That was Zach Rickert on the carry for the Lions.
Good job there for Barrett Rademacher, kind of stretching that out as a defensive back, gave Landry Allen the opportunity to come up and make the hit from the linebacker position, and a great job of this Auburn defense filling. There's always some, you know, pride in wanting to keep that shutout going as deep as you can, even if you're, you know, a second stringer here.
Ball sits at the 48-yard line right hash on the near side as we sit in the press box. Schmidt with a tailback set in the pistol formation behind him. Double tied into the right. The receiver split off both sides. He turns, hands it off right up the middle. Nowhere to run. The Bulldogs are right over it. Right away, they say he makes it back to the line of scrimmage. Once again goes Zach Rickert up the middle for the Lions.
Wes Pascal there on the stop for the Bulldogs. Pascal is 6'2", 240-pound sophomore. So getting some good experience tonight is Pascal.
This is how you start building a confident and a lot of depth team, is getting some of these young guys in here with some meaningful minutes. Lions break the huddle, 3rd and 10. They face two receivers off to the left, a receiver on each side of the formation. The tailback sits to the left side of the quarterback. Schmidt takes the snap. He'll roll to the left, keeps rolling, throws it downfield. They're on the catch right away with Oliver Aiden. Ball does come out, but I think they're going to say they are going to call it a fumble because they're going to mark the ball behind the line of scrimmage. Oliver Aiden got hit there. It gained about 3. Ball came out. Ball rolled back across the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th down and about 12 for the Lions.
Big hit there for the Bulldogs. Clayton Brown, he's been all over the field tonight on offense, on defense, on special teams, and he got a big hit there.
Back to punt in the punt formation are the Louisville Lions. Merrick France back to punt. Back deep for the Bulldogs, standing at the 25-yard line, is Bimberger. Ball is going to roll out of bounds around the 24-yard line, we'll call it, and that's where the Auburn Bulldogs will have it. 1st and 10, clock is down to 5:36 here in quarter number 3. The score remains 41-0. I want to remind everyone, my name is Cody Schwong, Dylan Hendricks, helping each other here through this one this evening from Louisville. We do have more football. That game probably getting close to over on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers were up 38-8 the last time we knew. That one, I'm guessing, nearing final moments of that one from Wymore.
First win for the Tigers this year if they're able to pull that one out, and it'll be a fun trip back down Highway 8 to Fall City for the team.
Auburn back on offense, 1st and 10 from the 24. Bimberger at shotgun, pistol look, handoff up the right side into the hands of Gehring. Gehring spins through defenders. Great move there. Was able to escape a couple tackles. He's going to gain 8 on the play. 2nd down and 2 to go for the Bulldogs.
That's going to be Malin Thiel on the stop there for the Lions. 4:33 remaining here in the third quarter. We do have a running clock with a 41-0 lead, so you're thinking time's going by pretty fast. It is going to be a running clock the remainder of the game here in Louisville.
The Bulldogs break huddle. They'll split one receiver short side on the right side to the north as we sit, two receivers to the left here. Bimberger takes the snap, turns and hands off to the right this time, and nothing going. Met by a host of defenders back there for Louisville. They're going to say he did not get the first down, maybe even lost a half a yard. It'll be 3rd down and about 2.
Nick Boyle was in right away there for the Lions. Boyle, 165-pound freshman, so he's getting some good game experience tonight as well and taking advantage of it there with Nick Boyle.
Running the play into the game, Gavin Vinson, a wide receiver on this Bulldog team, brings the play in to Wyatt Bimberger. Bimberger, the junior quarterback, playing quarterback at the moment, caught a reception for a touchdown earlier in this ball game. Bimberger stands at the shotgun, pistol look. He turns and hands off to the left side, Gehring. Gehring, dragging defenders, gets near the first down marker. Well, it'll all just depend on the spot here. Gehring could have got the first down, and they're going to say they're going to move the chains 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs after a good effort by Ross Gehring, 165-pound freshman for the Auburn Bulldogs.
Looked like Gavin Fotopoulos might get the stop there for Auburn. He did a great job of hitting the running back, but once you, or like you said, some good extra yards after contact there for the Bulldogs.
First and 10, ball sits at the 34-yard line in Auburn territory. Auburn on the move, 2:46 and winding here is the clock. Similar formation, this time a tight end off to the left side for Bimberger. Now he motions him to the right, turns and hands off to the left. They'll try a little sweep to the left. Trying to go around a defender is the running back Gearing. He's going to be knocked out of bounds after of a gain about two.
Caleb Maskey, the 210-pound senior, great job stretching it out there for the Lions. He was the first to hit the running back and kind of knock him out of bounds there.
This one will be interesting. That was Raiden Tanner on the carry that time. That was 26 and 25. And that little number got a little squished up, but that was Raiden Tanner that time on the carry for the Bulldogs. Another running back into the game. As Dylan mentioned earlier, a host of different running backs or receivers or quarterbacks or kickers that this Bulldog team can use. Bingberger still the quarterback. And I believe that's Gearing standing behind him in the pistol formation. Ball sits at the 38-yard line. He turns hands, and now he's going to pass it. They fake the handoff. They're going to roll out to the right side. Ball's going to be bobbled and broken up. Intended receiver out there, I believe, was Nathan Fatchhorn. Fatchhorn unable to corral that one after a good defensive breakup by Louisville Lions. Did you catch that number on the defensive effort?
Was Oliver Aiden. So great job there, Oliver Aiden, on the defensive effort. And another train goes by the field here. Reminds me of the old days for some of our Fairbury listeners, if we have any, tonight down at Quinn Field. If you remember any calling games there or watching games there, and trains going right by the stadium. We have that up here in Louisville if you're looking for trains and football.
Trains and football. Bimberger stands in the shotgun, Gearing behind him. Third down and 6. He turns hands this time off the left side. Gearing loses the football. The ball's on the turf. There's going to be a host of players jump on it. I believe Louisville got on that fumble. Gearing just unable to keep a handle on it. And it is going to be Louisville football after the fumble by the running back Gearing for the Bulldogs.
It looks like the Bulldogs player, the Lions player that was able to recover, it's going to be cramping up here, so I can't get a number. Maybe Derek Baker.
Yeah, Baker.
Who recovered it. Yeah, it's going to be Derek Baker with the recovery. He's cramping up, but he's able to get stretched out and running off under his own power. So good field position for the Lions to possibly make something happen here.
Timeout on the field, possibly.
Yeah, I think they were going to take a timeout for Baker, but he was able to hop up pretty quick, so might keep it right here.
Maybe they just ran some water out there. Yeah, now the officials are trying to get the Bulldogs back onto the field. There they go. The poor water boys drug the water cart clear out to at least to the numbers on the field trying to get the players water. Now they got to hose that thing back off of there. They do a good job of it. First and 10 for the Lions after the fumble. Fumble recovery out into the offense run Schmidt. He will go back out to quarterback this Louisville offense. And that running back, I believe that looks like Rickert behind him. Two tight end set. He shifts the tight ends to the right. Moves the running back to his left hip. He'll turn and hand off. Right side. Big hole. Gets to the sideline. Crosses the 20. Breaking up defenders to the 12, about the 12-yard line, is where Rickard's going to step out of bounds. Excuse me, that was not Rickard. That was Oliver Aiden on the carry. Big gain for the Louisville Lions up the sideline, and ball's going to sit at the 13-yard line, first down and 10 for Louisville, as the clock shows 12 minutes on the clock, so into the third quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs 41, the Louisville Lions 0, but on the march here in Louisville tonight. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with fourth quarter Auburn Bulldog football action on Sunny 101.3.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Sometimes courage looks different than we expect. It can mean asking someone, "Are you okay?" It can mean being willing to listen when someone is struggling, or having the courage to ask for help when you need it yourself. September is Suicide Prevention Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds our community that no one has to face difficult times alone. Reach out, listen, start the conversation. Because sometimes, one conversation can make a difference. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Lewisville. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Nebraska Bank. Local banking with exceptional service, Nebraska Bank. Proud partners of our local athletic programs. Can't say thank you enough to all of our sponsors for this game, all of the games that we call throughout the football season. We hope you guys enjoy listening to them as much as we like bringing you live coverage of them. As Lewisville has the football, kind of a broken play. Schmidt, he gets an opening. He moves to the left side, to the 10, to the 5. He's trying to reach for the goal line. Did he get there? Yes. Touchdown, 14-yard touchdown run by Rylan Schmidt. The quarterback scores for the Lewisville Lions with 11:54 left in the fourth quarter. Schmidt takes it to the end zone from 14 yards out for the Lions' first score of the season. So 2 weeks, and they get a touchdown here on night number two of the high school football season. And it's Rylan Schmidt, the quarterback, the junior quarterback, carrying it in for 6.
Pretty ecstatic, you know, sideline there. It's always nice just to get the monkey off the back and score that first one of the season. You know, when things aren't going great, it's sometimes easy just to let them affect the rest of the game. But credit the Lions there, 25-yard touchdown drive.
Kick is on the way up, and it's going to be blocked. So PAT, no good. But it is going to be 6 points, 41-6 the score. Auburn's still in front here, but Lewisville on the board for the first time in this 2026 season. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more football on Sunny 101.3.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
This time the score was the Lewisville Lions at 11:52 left in quarter number four. It was Rylan Schmidt on a 14-yard broken play. Quarterback scramble up the middle and was able to reach the goal line. Across the goal line was Rylan Schmidt. 2 plays, 39 yards, and then again topped off by a 14-yard carry by Rylan Schmidt to make the score 41-6. Both teams back out on the field now. The Lions getting in kicking formation. There to kick it off is Ian Gibson. Once again for the Lewisville Lions. Back deep for Auburn, I believe, is Clayton Brown, I believe. Into the kicking formation goes Lewisville. They turn and do a little quick kick. Kick's going to go about to the 37-yard line, fielded there by a Bulldog. And just taking a knee right on it. On the kick reception was Gavin Benson for Auburn. They'll have it first and 10 from the 37-yard line.
And Vincent, a 5'11 junior, great job there, just kind of catching it and getting down. Don't want anything funky to happen. Definitely don't want to give it right back to the Lions. So good job, Gavin, getting it down there, and it'll be Auburn football.
All right. Here come the Bulldogs out to take the football. First and 10, again, from the 37-yard line. Into the backfield, I believe that looks like a new quarterback. I might have to help me with a number if you can catch it, Dylan. We'll see if he turns here. Quarterback takes the snap. He turns and hands it off, fakes it, and now he'll just go down with it. A little miscommunication there, a little mis-execution.
Maybe number 23, I believe, Creighton Aw.
Creighton Aw, says quarterback, freshman, 165-pound freshman, Creighton Aw. The quarterback now, player down on the field. Just a quick cramp, we'll keep it right here. Teams are both headed to the sideline, but I think this is going to be a quick one because the officials will try to get them back out on the field. Maybe. Maybe letting them get a little bit of water. Not an official timeout, but kind of an official timeout type of thing.
You know, the sun may have set, but
yeah.
I guarantee you it still feels worse out there than it probably does.
Oh, yeah. It's hot. We've seen a lot of cramping, very normal with this kind of temperatures. You could hydrate all day and still have some issues. So both teams now back out on the field after getting a little bit of water. In the shotgun formation is Creighton Aw. Is that how you pronounce that, Dylan?
Aw? I think so.
Aw. Aw in the shotgun formation. Running back now, a toss out to the right side. Running back's going to make a defender miss. Miss another defender miss. And he makes it over here towards the sideline before being knocked out of bounds. The running back that time, Raiden Tanner, on the carry for Auburn.
On the hit was Malin Thiel.
I believe we do have a flag on the play, and I think it's going to be what I believe is a face mask. We'll wait for the official indication here.
Pretty shifty there for the Auburn running back, though. He made quite a few tacklers miss. He didn't gain much, but...
Yes, face mask on the play, so that'll move the ball forward for Auburn.
Good experience here for some of these Auburn players. You know, we've now rotated in two or three different quarterbacks. We've got quite a few new linemen in there. I see Zach Alama is in there for the Bulldogs on the line as well. So some good experience here for Auburn.
I think that's all back into the, yes it is, Creighton, all back into the shotgun formation. Two receivers off to the right side, one split out way left on the far side of the field. Aw, waiting for the signal from the sideline, waiting for the play clock to get down far enough. Now he'll turn and hand it off to the running back. Up the middle they go. Handoff was to Ross Gearing that time. He'll gain about 5 yards. Call it 5 yards. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Clock moving. 8:50 left to go here in quarter number four. Don't forget, we will have a post-game show for you. We'll come back and talk about the scores once again. And if we have any final scores as well, we'll make sure we get you posted on those before we sign off for the evening. Bulldogs with a little work left to do here in quarter number four. Again, we're live from Louisville tonight. Bringing the play into the ball game is Barrett Rodemaker for Auburn. Now they break the huddle. Into the shotgun formation goes Creighton Aw. Again, waiting for the signal from the head coach over there. Now he'll turn, looks to pass it, throws it across the middle, nearly intercepted. There on the interception attempt for the Louisville Lions was Parker Jones, unable to corral that football. Had an opportunity for it, though. Fourth down and 5 will be the play.
Pretty good defensive effort again there for, you know, the Lions. The Lions subbing themselves in. A few players I know saw Brantley Zerot on one of those stops. He's just a freshman. So a lot of good playing time for both teams, you know, late in this one.
Wyatt Tanner back to punt for the Auburn Bulldogs. Back deep for Louisville is Derek Baker. Baker back deep. Last time he had an opportunity to punt return, he returned it about 15 yards, so a good return for Baker last time. Tanner with the kick. Another decent kick. Running up to get it is Baker. He's going to let it hit the ground. Now the ball's going to bounce back towards a friendly Louisville roll. Ball's going to end up being settled on the 33-yard line for Louisville. That's where they'll have it first and 10 for their next possession. Again, the score 41-6. Just under 7 minutes left to play here in quarter number four. Onto the field goes Louisville. They don't have quite enough, I can tell you that. We have about 7, maybe. There's Now they're getting a few other ones out there.
Some defensive subs here for Auburn as well. I see Callan Stahl out there. He's just a sophomore, as well as Ross Goring. Goring, a freshman, out there on the field for the Bulldogs. And out here on the cornerback position, Gavin Vincent.
Also, Vincent Griffin Jones out there at linebacker. Hunter Henry in at safety for the Bulldogs. Now Louisville is going to take a timeout, just some personnel issues as they're trying to get some subs in the ballgame. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back with more football on Sony 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
We do have a score update from Sandy Creek. We don't know how up-to-date our Nebraska score feed is, but it says Johnson Brock 28, Sandy Creek 26. Johnson Brock, the number 4 team in the state, Sandy Creek number 1, so a good one going on in Sandy Creek this evening for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Hanging on by 2 in that one, 28-26.
All of our scoring updates this year brought to you by Ag West Commodities. Ag West, where every point counts, and so does having a trusted ag marketing partner in your corner. Go Ag West.
Louisville football after the timeout, 1st and 10. Running back motions across the formation. Now they hand it off across the middle. Oh, gaining yards still. Gained quite a few yards there was the running back. We'll make sure we grab that number here momentarily.
Host of Auburn defenders is what it took to bring him down.
I think he drug him 6 yards there.
And Gavin Vincent was ultimately on the stop there, as we do have a Bulldog down on the field.
On the carry, I believe, was Malin Thiel. Thiel on the carry for Louisville, and Auburn Bulldog down on the turf at the moment. Maybe just another cramp. Hopefully we'll keep it here.
You hope to just see some cramping. And really,
yeah.
We haven't had a ton of that tonight for as hot as it's been outside, as humid as it is. I know we pushed the start time back to 8 p.m. tonight here, and lots of games across the area pushing the start time back as well.
Up and off the turf is a great sign for the Auburn Bulldogs.
It looks like Hunter Henry was the player that was down there for the Bulldogs.
He's going to make it over to the sideline on his own power. It will be 2nd down and 4 to go for Louisville after the nice effort by Louisville's newer checked-in running back, Brogan Bavra. Bavra checking in on the nice carry. 2nd down and 4. We'll try to grab the quarterback number here as well. I think that's Tennyson Leach. The new quarterback in, I think that's number 3 out there. So Leach in the shotgun formation. Bavra next to him, to his left. Snap is back to the quarterback, turns and hands off this time to the right side. Nothing doing. Now is Malin Thiel on the carry. And it's going to be a loss of about 4. 3rd down and 7 now for Louisville.
Looks like maybe Ross Goring there on the stop for the Bulldogs. He's in the backfield quick, and one where Leach may have been better off keeping that one.
That's another freshman out there on that stop. If that was Gearing, a lot of freshmen with a little bit of capability, or a lot of capability, I would say. Something to be excited for the Bulldogs.
A lot of learning experiences here, too, for players from both teams, you know, who they get that experience on Monday nights or Tuesday nights in those JV games, but always nice to get them some time in these varsity games on Friday nights as well.
Tennyson Leach is the quarterback. He's a sophomore, 150 pounds. He will bring the play into the game. He breaks the huddle while running back off to his right hip. He will take the snap on 3rd and 7. Turns and hands it off to the running back, met right away in the hole by the Bulldog defense in there first. Was that?
Looks like it's going to be number 50. That's Tucker Ryan. Okay. So Ryan, the 165-pound freshman, was right there for the stop.
Another freshman brings up fourth down and seven. No gain on the play. Fourth down and seven for the Louisville Lions. Clock still rolling, down to 4 minutes left to play in this one. Breaking huddle do the Lions. Two receivers set off to the right side, two to the left. Running back in the backfield. Fourth down and seven. Maybe a passing opportunity. Oh, just a quick kick. Nice, well-drawn play there by the Lions. A quick kick flips the field. The ball is going to land at the 37-yard line. That's where the Auburn Bulldogs will have it, first and 10 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Next week, we will have more football coverage for you. Here on Sunny 101.3, it'll be the Auburn Bulldogs hosting. No, that's the next week. Excuse me.
Thank you, over in
Missouri. We're headed to Missouri. That's right.
Next week, tomorrow.
We're headed to South Holt next week. I'll have my sheet in front of me.
Next week, it'll be Mound City visiting South Holt
there
next week. And then over on KTMC, we'll also have Fall City as they make the trek up to Nebraska City Lords. That one will be on KTMC.
So a lot more football coming for you this season here. The season just underway. If you like tuning into football, we do have some for you every Friday night here on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Also been covering some volleyball coverage, which is kind of fun. Randy Gatula has been covering volleyball. Does he have any this week?
Randy, you know, he'll be on the call quickly after the long holiday weekend next Tuesday. He'll be on the call as Johnson Brock visits Pawnee City. That one just a single game.
Very good.
And not a triangular this week.
Very good. So if you don't have anything going on Tuesday night, tune in. Randy will have some volleyball for you over on the radio station. Running to the right side with the football is the Bulldogs. With the football, I believe, is Landon Hayes. Hayes in the ball game, another freshman, 120 pounds. He gains about 6 yards on the play, we'll call it. Brings up second down and four. So another freshman into the game with a carry for the Auburn Bulldogs.
And another, different backfield setup here for Auburn. And still, you know, some positive gains for the Bulldogs despite switching backs, it seems like, every possession, even here in the second half.
In at quarterback, I believe that is Landon Hayes, taking the snaps now for Auburn. Looking over to the sideline, now the play clock. Back judge has his arm up in the air. Play clock gets low. He turns, hands it off to the running back. Breaks through some defenders and now stood up right there after a gain of about two. Running the football for the Bulldogs that time was Braden Tanner. Tanner on the carry.
Brock Jensen was the Louisville Lion defender there. Jensen, another freshman on this Lions team. And so a lot of freshmen out on the field for both teams right now. A lot of game experience being had.
That carry was good for a first down. It'll be first down and 10. Or no. Third and three. Yeah, first down and 10. Clock is under a minute, 53 seconds and ticking. The Auburn Bulldogs will have to run one more play before they can kneel this one out. As we said moments ago, Landon Hayes, the quarterback, he takes the snap. He'll just kneel on that, and that should be good enough to wrap up this ball game. Final score is going to be 41-6. The Auburn Bulldogs move to 2-0 on the 2026 season. The Louisville Lions fall to 0-2 here tonight at Louisville. Again, the final score, Auburn 41, Louisville 6. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap this one up. Again, live from Louisville, Cody Schwong and Dylan Hendricks with you. Take a 2-minute timeout. Back with final thoughts on Sunny 101.3.
Storm season is here, and even a quick round of wind or hail can leave hidden damage behind. That's why Midwest Homes and Restoration offers free roof damage estimates all season long. Owner David is an area native who takes pride in serving the same communities he grew up in. When you choose Midwest Homes and Restoration, you're choosing craftsmanship, accountability.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Hey students, want an extra $50 this September? Open a Simply Free Checking account at Nebraska Bank and earn a $50 student bonus plus a free gift. If you're in school, college, trade school, or another educational program, you may qualify. Current customers, refer a student and earn $50. But hurry, this offer is only available in September. Visit Nebraska Bank in Falls City to learn more. Local banking, exceptional service, Nebraska Bank. $50 minimum opening deposit required. Bonus paid within 60 days, two statement cycles. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Member FDIC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
Every marketing year is filled with uncertainty, some with more than others. Here at AgWest Commodities, we realize that uncertainty does not mean that your production won't need marketing. It means you better have a plan to market it when your opportunities come. The time to prepare is now. To put AgWest Commodities to work for you as your marketing partner, call 866-WE-HEDGE to talk with an AgWest advisor. Together, you'll build a marketing plan that allows you to focus on farming.
Go AgWest!
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was all Auburn in the first half of action tonight. Clayton Brown scored twice. Wyatt Tanner scored twice, and Blake Swanson threw two touchdown passes. The Bulldogs would take a 41-0 lead into the halftime break. That would lead to a running clock and a quick second half of action from Louisville, Nebraska. The Lions, though, were able to get their first score of the season. Ryland Schmidt carried in a 14-yard touchdown run, capping off a two-play 39-yard scoring drive. And the extra point was no good, and that's where we would end things tonight in Louisville, 41-6. Your final score as Auburn takes down the Lions. And, Cody, an efficient performance, I would call it, for Auburn.
Yeah, most definitely. I think it really shows the diversity of this team as far as the offensive side goes, and I think the defensive line is also something to talk about for the Bulldogs. It's hard to run on them. So we'll see moving forward. I know they have a test next week and then a bigger test the following week with Ashland Greenwood coming to Auburn. You can hear that one on Sunny 101.3 in 2 weeks. Just a couple other final scores that I do know went final. NC1, that was, of course, Auburn, Louisville. Where did that? Okay, let's go to D2. Fall City did pick up their first win of the season. They moved to 1-1. They defeated Southern 38-8. And then also Johnson Brock has a 34-26 lead, 26 lead over Sandy Creek with under a minute to go left in the fourth quarter. And then Fall City Sacred Heart still on top of Omaha Christian 52-0 at the end of quarter number three. So that's kind of the scores I have, Dylan.
So really some good results for teams from around the listening area. Fall City picks up their first win of the year. For this Louisville Lions squad, I know they were really hoping to get Braxton Nabuta going tonight. Nabuta, their leading returning rusher, did not play in week one. We did see him the first drive of the game tonight, but unfortunately it looked like he wasn't able to continue, and therefore we saw a host of other backs for the Lions. So we hope everything is good with Braxton Nabuta and the Louisville Lions squad, a young squad that should continue to improve throughout the year.
Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be exciting to see. They have a lot of young guys, so it'll be exciting to see what they do moving forward.
41-6, our final score from Louisville, Nebraska. We want to thank you so much for listening tonight. Along with me, Cody Schwong, back in the studio, Ray Penning. I am Dylan Hendricks, and we enjoyed calling this one tonight. Next week, on the road in South Holt takes on Mound City, some Missouri 8-man football action. But that will wrap us up
for tonight's game, once again, Auburn 41, Louisville 6, the final score. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're fixing up the house, building something new, or finally tackling that...